Jr., Jub-Jub, and the Great Gordo's Observation Deck. Tomorrow morning at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are wrapping up for today. Big Dick Hunter is standing by here.
Hey, guys. Hello. Hello.
Hey. How you going? How you doing?
I'm trying to figure out if we're at the ballpark tomorrow. Broadcasting live.
I mean, we're supposed to be. From what I understand, we want to be.
So I brought you guys a Gigi Allen story. I heard you.
All right, let us reset Gigi Allen, because Maxim magazine had the 25 craziest deaths in rock and roll, and his was number one.
Right.
He was a punk guy, correct?
Correct.
He died in the early 90s.
93. Think of him as a punk rock performance artist.
So immediately you're a fan.
Yeah, I was then.
Okay, and so was he in the 80s? Was he doing stuff in the 80s?
Yeah.
Did you ever see him?
Yeah, I've been around him a couple times.
And his,
you knew him?
Yes.
His death involved, which I'm assuming was a typical show for him, going out on stage.
Doo-dooing.
Yes. Defecating.
If you guys are interested, I've got some videotape of this that I will share with you.
I'm not either. I don't like stuff like this.
He
proceeds to eat said
This is what his gig was like. He would get booked in a club. It was very difficult to find a place for him to play because of what would happen.
Now, where did he used to play around here? I know he did.
Yeah, I think you mentioned Theater Gallery. I think he played there. I think he played Theater Gallery back then. To be honest with you, I didn't really get hip to him until Killbilly was playing in New York, because he actually liked old-style country music. His favorite artist of all time was Kitty Wells, and he would come out sometime and see the band. And, in fact...
How old was he when he died?
Probably late 30s. He wasn't real young. He had a daughter, like a daughter that was probably 10, 11, 12 at the time.
But she was proud of her. Dad would go out there and doo-doo and then eat it.
But he was going to guest on the second Killbilly record, which we were in the process of recording when he died. And that was back when it was real in vogue to have the secret track on records. And on the second Killbilly record, there's a secret Gigi Allen track. But he was originally going to be on the record for that reason. It was very difficult for him to find places to play. When he would get a gig, he would perform typically wearing only cowboy boots. He had the tiniest member I've ever seen.
You ain't never seen mine.
Well, I'm telling you, it was so minute that it didn't hang. It just sort of jutted out.
Countersunk. Sort of like, I'm very familiar with that.
And I have a theory that that's part of what made him so angry. When he would perform, when he would come off stage, it was a fight. He would get in fist fights with audience members.
Well, then don't be showing off.
It was not...
Always wear pants.
It was not uncommon for him to empty an entire club when he would come off the stage and then everybody would come back in. And the defecation thing you were talking about, here was his routine. Before a show... He would eat an entire bar of X-Lax and drink a pitcher of water to affect the consistency. And
so then, he's ready to dookie right off.
And that would happen during the show. And not only, as you mentioned in your story, would he consume that, but he would also fling it. Yeah.
And did you ever go?
I've seen him perform.
You know what? I don't get you.
Did you get hit?
No, I knew what was coming, so I kept a safe distance. And to be honest with you, when you got around that guy and he was just one-on-one, he could have a rational conversation with you, but he was a nut. And his brother who played bass for him, Merle, you'll be interested in this, Reiner, he wore the Hitler mustache.
Oh, dear.
Why would I be interested in that?
Because you and Dan McDowell are always talking about the Hitler.
Oh, your Hitler fascination.
It's Dan McDowell, not me.
Okay, well, I'm just saying this is
the one who conducts the symposiums.
This is the guy that
lives in Hitler Heights.
You fascinate me. You really do. I mean, a guy that is straight as you are, right. And you're a pretty straight guy, you're the biggest freak I've ever known in my life, to be as straight as you are. I mean, you hang around absolute, total idiots.
Now, what kind of, you say punk music?
Yeah, it was...
Was it legitimate music?
Yeah, well, no, you'd hear it and you'd think it was like punk slash kind of thrash metal sort of...
No, you couldn't like
just,
that.
He just sang?
I dug it. Yeah, he screamed. And he would do like shows at, like arts, you know, like, theater arts type.
You know what?
He'd do poetry readings
let me tell you
and stuff
something.
Where
let
he'd, like, cut on himself.
Let me tell you something. When you go out on stage and you crap, that ain't art.
I agree with Greg.
I don't care what you call it. I don't care how you veil that. I don't care what kind of freedom you're talking about. When you go out there and poopy in front of everybody, that ain't art.
He's right, Richard. Give the hammer props.
All right. Who wants a videotape? Just you, Reiner?
You're interested in seeing this?
Sure.
I'm telling you, it will be one of the most disturbing things you've ever seen in your life.
Bring it.
Poop. I'm not interested in that.
No.
I used to be interested in, like, Faces of Death and stuff like that when I was a kid. Not anymore.
You know, I've always been interested
in
freaks.
Bring it up here. They'll watch
and
it.
And I love freaks, but you know what? With Big Dick, he goes beyond freaks.
Right.
Had this guy lived,
he goes into lizard boys and people that...
You think he'd be up here?
He would be a mainstay if he had just made it another decade or so on the P1 WAC.
I'm glad he didn't, because I don't want him up here. You know why? We would have to sterilize this entire room every time that freak got up here. Because I'm not going to sit down in a chair that Dookie Man was wallowing around in.
I'd be afraid I'd go up there and he'd fling some poo
right
in the cubicle area. Out. No.
I'll make you a videotape, Ryan.
All right. By the way, Ray Stone was good last night.
Yeah.
Checked him out.
2 minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by Quick Car Tune and Lube and CTX Mortgage. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your story has become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words.
Bottom or top here, Kat.
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Bottom or top here, Kat. If you say Lance Nix is defined, that's fine. But if you say he's cut undefined, it sounds like you're talking about his muscles and his wiener.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Hey, this is Roy Hunt.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Bottom or top here, Pat.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Bottom or top here, Cat.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Bottom or top here, Cat.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go. You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Bottom or top here, Cat. There once was a guy with no class who asked for forgiveness at mass. This guy I did not like. He stole Grego's bike, and boy, I'd like to kick him in the ass.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Bottom or top, Cat. Great.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Bottom or top here, Cat. I think when Cliff Harris was saying that he thought a station was calling him, I believe I know who he was talking about. Don't you, boys?
You're on the two-minute drill, and you got the last word. Go.
Bottom or top here, Cat. Weed.
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, Barb Smith, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. Thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Stay tuned. Coming up next is the top 10, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We're back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline. Till then, you guys stay hard. Keep jamming, and we'll see you.
Well, I don't think anybody's too terribly interested in that.
The Ticket.